Palmetto Mornings on WRHI. And there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time. The greatest gift they'll get this year is life.
Forty-one here on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Mornings, 35 degrees. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Alex Greenewald.
And remember, it's not just a regular Tuesday. It's a fun Tuesday. It's Giving Tuesday. And it's a way for you to roll up your sleeves, give your time, talent, and money to organizations and causes that mean so much to you right here in our backyard. If you're listening to us on many channels, you're listening to us on FM 100.1, AM 1340, and then the free WRHI app. And then you can watch us.
And you can on Comporium Cable Channel 103 and Facebook Live.
I want to remind everyone that tonight, Tuesday the 28th, at Pier 51 from 5 to 8, the VFW is doing a spirit night to benefit the local VFW. So we had those fun ladies on recently, and so it's a great opportunity to get out there, support the VFW, and have dinner. You got to eat already. Why not?
Might as well plan your lunch and dinner today. There's and even dessert. I think everywhere you go, there's something.
For Giving Tuesday.
Yeah.
Lori Helms joins us once a month on a Tuesday to tell us what's going on within the Rock Hill Parks, Recreation, and Tourism Department. And Lori, you probably have the slowest department in all of the listening area.
Yeah, we're twiddling our thumbs this time of year. Nothing going on.
Nothing. Hopefully you can read through our sarcasm.
Nothing. Yeah, we'll be zipping through my list here today because there is actually so much. But I will start with the theme of Giving Tuesday because the City of Rock Hill and Parks, Recreation, and Tourism has a Rock Hill Parks Foundation as well. So great opportunity for people to share their heart, share some funding for maybe their favorite park or their favorite program that's special to them and all that it provides for the community. So we actually have several different funds so people can, you know, specialize or customize their gift, but we really appreciate that. And you can donate by just going to cityrockhill.com/PRT and then look for the Rock Hill Parks Foundation. So keep that in mind.
That foundation is a huge supporting arm for Rock Hill PRT, and they're able to get so many grants and they get creative. They're just fantastic. So kudos to them. And again, if you're passionate about parks, recreation, and tourism here in Rock Hill, it's a great place to start.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then, Lucas, you mentioned this a few minutes ago, but I want to bring it up again and appreciate the shout out. Yeah, the public input meeting that is this evening on the next regional park that's going to be on the south side of Rock Hill. As you mentioned, it's over 100 acres kind of spread out from a point in downtown out towards Heckle Boulevard. So just in comparison, Cherry and Manchester Meadows are each right about 68, 70 acres. So this is, you know, this is a lot of space. But the public input meeting is tonight, 6 p.m., City of Rock Hill Operations Center, 757 South Anderson Road. But what I really like and appreciate, you know, people are busy. If you're not able to get to that meeting tonight, Lucas again mentioned a survey at cityrockhill.com. That'll be up and open. I took it last night. I just want to go ahead and see. It was pretty quick. I think 12 questions.
Oh, it's easy.
Yeah. It is not time consuming at all, but that will be open. I don't know the exact length of time, but at least for a few weeks. So when you get a chance, if you can't get there tonight, stop by and fill out that survey and give input, especially as you mentioned, Lucas, on new, you know, maybe some things that we don't have here.
Something different.
That you're really interested in, or if there's some things we have, but we don't have enough of. We know, for instance, pickleball is really growing. And so I think we'll probably see a lot of
suggestions.
A lot of people mentioning pickleball.
Oh, yeah.
Lori, will this, I know it's such in the early stages, will this look like the parks that you mentioned, Cherry and Manchester and some of the other parks that you all help to maintain and they just provide such a service to us.
Yeah, I'm sure in a lot of senses it will, but again, it'll be different just because of the size of it. So
it's a big park.
Yeah. So we're excited to get that feedback and hear what people want.
And that's what they want, feedback. So if you've visited somewhere and they have like a cool feature at a park and you're like, gosh, we should have that back home, this is a prime time to do so.
Absolutely.
Okay, so then after that, then we get ready for Christmas, if we're not ready already.
I think a lot of people in Rock Hill know that the Christmas parade is this Friday. Woo-hoo! It does start at 6:30. We are staying with the traditional route, so starting on Oakland Avenue in front of at Winthrop University, coming down Oakland, turning right on White, left on that cut through road that goes by Wells Fargo, then up Main Street, ending at Fountain Park. It is rain or shine. I mention that because the last I checked, there was a little wetness forecast. But my personal philosophy is this far out, things can change.
Totally so agree. 50% chance. That means it could or it couldn't.
That's
so I'm
right
with you, Lori.
That's right. But it is rain or shine. So for people in the parade and for spectators, just know that. I'm sure folks will modify appropriately if it is raining. Information like road closures, suggested parking, and more, we will be posting that, I think, later today to cityofrockhill.com/parade. So if you need some of that information, check that out. It is also perfect weather for ice skating, isn't it? Now that it's gotten
super
cold. So the Founders Holiday Ice Rink, that is down at Fountain Park. That is open now, and it goes through mid-January. Mm-hmm. So lots of opportunities to come and skate. It is open Tuesday through Fridays, starting at 4:30. Saturday and Sundays, it opens at noon, and it runs until 9:30 all of those nights, except for Sunday. We do close it at 8 on Sundays. So once school is out, we'll have extended holiday hours because the kids, you know,
they need something to do.
Yeah, they need to get out
tired
and get some fresh air.
That's it, fresh air, and get them tired so they'll sleep.
Exactly. The cost is just $15. That includes your skate rental and 90 minutes of fun. And you can learn more on that at onlyinoldtown.com.
And if there is bad weather at all, there is a nice canopy or a nice top over it that you can skate while it's snowing or raining.
Yeah, that's right. In the early years, it was open air. It's still open, but it is covered.
Yeah.
So
it's a great skating rink, too. It really is remarkable that a skating rink can kind of just pop up like that.
Well,
it's the South.
It's great. And then Fountain Park is, you know, has the decorations up now. So take a walk in the park and, you know, maybe go visit one of the restaurants and have lunch afterwards. So great time.
So Santa Claus looks like he's going to stop by the garden?
Yes.
Okay, what's going on here?
This is an annual event, Story with Santa in the Garden. This is this Saturday at 11 o'clock, Glen Cairn Garden. The bigger house is that house that's there at the corner of Charlotte Avenue and Crest Street. It's actually the home, the family that lived there, that the garden was originally their backyard. But at any rate, Santa will be there, and he will be reading a story, as you can tell from the name of the event. We'll have hot chocolate and cookies, holiday crafts, because after the story, kids can, you know, line up, have their photos made with Santa by parents. So bring your, you know, bring your camera and do that. But while the line is, you know, working through, because everybody wants a chance to talk to Santa.
They do.
We've got the hot chocolate and the crafts going on. So something to keep everybody busy during that. But that's 11 to 12:30 this Saturday, Story with Santa in the Garden at Glen Cairn Garden. So, and it's free. So,
all right. And if you've got somebody on your Christmas shopping list that you're like, gosh, they've got everything, I don't know what to get them, you can get them something really unique, one of a kind, and then you're helping just a great program here in the city of Rock Hill.
Yeah, absolutely. Home decor is a big thing, you know, these days. People love to shop for that, and we need stocking stuffers and whatnot. The Merry Mosaic Studio is our art studio at Boyd Hill Recreation Center. And participants in our therapeutic recreation programs, so these are adults and maybe some youth with intellectual disabilities. We have programming there for them, and they are learning about and having an opportunity to make pottery, all types of things, platters and figurines. We have some nice nativity scenes, for instance, painting, photography, all types of artwork. And these items are for sale. We had our Tap Into the Arts event last month and sold a lot of things there. But this is an opportunity to buy just some really beautiful things. Necklaces, just all kinds of items there are available. And the proceeds from the sale, part of that goes to the individual artists that made the work. So it's up to them if they want to make something and sell it. You know, that's going to benefit them personally. And then the other part of the cost goes towards our programming, just continuing our programming there.
Great,
so
boy.
That will open on Monday, December 6th. It's open Monday through Fridays, 9 to 4 p.m. And again, it's at Boyd Hill Recreation Center over there on Constitution Boulevard. So check that out.
Perfect. And then we will do one more plug. Hold on real quick, Lori. Monday is December the 4th.
Oh, we had that wrong.
That's okay. Is it Monday?
On our flyer. Yes,
yes,
it starts
Monday,
on Monday.
The 4th. Yep. Okay, sorry.
So
I just know that because
we'll
I was looking
at that.
You.
Thank
That's
you.
Okay. You're all right. Listen, it's a team effort. So Monday, December the 4th through the 21st.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay.
Absolutely.
And then I know we've mentioned it, but we'll do one more plug to remind folks. Wreaths Across America, they've got their big ceremony at Glencairn Garden on Saturday the 16th.
Yeah, December 16th. Please come to that. And then after that, the placing of the wreaths will happen at the four city cemeteries in Rock Hill. So I'm sure there's probably still time to order a wreath if you want that to be placed. So information at cityofrockhill.com.
Yeah, Milt Dallaire is the spearhead behind this, and he's looking for sponsors, volunteers, whatever you want to do to be part of such a really special and unique program here in our community. Lori, that's it. We've tapped it all out.
We did it.
We did. We got all in. You got an A-plus for today on this Giving Tuesday.
You as well.
Oh,
A-plus for everybody.
Perfect. All right. Lori Helms, again, is with Rock Hill PRT.